Welcome back, little Current River Blues on this beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. The Vogelbacher's in rehab, but we have Matty G here with us in the house, co-hosting, guest co-host, Tiny Tim. Welcome back, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We got a special guest in the studio from Devil's Backbone Outfitters down in the Ozarks, Chance Hollingshead. Welcome back, Chance.
Morning, guys.
And our other little guest, little biscuit eater down there. Hey, Levi, welcome back.
Hello.
You got anybody you want to say hello to this morning? We're waiting.
My mom.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to tell you a little bit. That biscuit you had this morning was a Lewis Cafe sausage patty with just a dab of grape jelly with a omelet with Emo's cheese on a buttermilk biscuit. That was your sandwich. Was that okay for you this morning?
I'm suffering through a food coma right now.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had Fat Boy biscuits and gravy. I've made a big pan of biscuits this morning. That gravy's a Fat Boy recipe. There is butter in there. There is sour cream. There is two types of sausage in there. And they also had some evaporated milk in there. So in case you're wondering how we achieved all those calories.
It's so thick. It's like a Ted Drew's concrete. Turn it upside down. It's not coming out of the bowl.
But I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
A lot of things going on out there in the outdoor world, and one of those is these TV shows. Our story time this week is something I did a while back, but it really fits today as well. And some years ago in the outdoor industry, we met at the SHOT Show back in the 90s to discuss how bad TV shows were and it needed to be. And also the VHS tapes that were out, the snuff tapes. You know, we got 37 kills, 18 and a half of them with a stick. Terrible.
What are VHS?
Oh, here we go. And here recently, Wild Game Nation, Bill Busby or Busbice or how do you say him?
I think it's Busbis. Not watching.
Suspended for the Outdoor Channel. You know, when you do a television show, you represent millions of hunters, and that's the last thing we need. And when we had Babe Winkleman on, of course, back in the day in the 70s when we had the American Sportsman, was on regular television in those days. And then the Guns of Autumn came out, the stupid NBC bullcrap deal, and they pulled it off the air. And then Babe Winkleman was instrumental in bringing outdoor television hunting back to TV.
That was amazing. I heard him tell that story.
It's a great story.
We had to fight that hard.
And through the years, and when I came out with my videos in the 80s, I was condemned because I didn't have enough kills. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But this story time, we're going to talk about that. And this is a lot. That's a shame. Somebody getting in the industry, that's not everybody. That's that one guy. But you have a television show, and I want you to listen to story time when we get there. But right now, we're going to do a little intro. We're going to run down and grab Billy Smith here in just a minute. He loves this song, Boys and Girls, for some reason. I think he thinks he's a cowboy.
A river cowboy.
We have biscuits this morning, sausage. We have sausage gravy. We're having... Yes, indeed. We're having Thomas Coffee. How's that coffee going, Chance? You liking that?
Oh, it's hitting the spot.
Yeah. Long drive for you this morning. Boys and girls need to realize you drove from way down, almost Arkansas.
We left West Plains around 1:30 this morning.
Okay.
We'll be up here.
All right. Let's pitch it out. Let's go down and grab our river rat, Billy Smith. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray, and how are you this morning?
Good, brother. Thanks for joining us on the show. Hey, what's going on down there in the river? Is this heat affecting the fishing on the river in the Ozarks?
Oh, no. This time of year, the water temperatures warm up, oxygen levels start dropping a little bit in the river, particularly the smallmouth bass start moving to your faster water, and that's where the areas that you will key in and fish. Fished 4 days last week, had two really nice, successful days. I'd say we caught around 8 to at least 10 smallmouth that were in the 14 to 16-inch range, you know, then several other small ones. Also caught a nice mess of goggle-eye. I kept 10 of those for fish fry that we're having with family. Then there was the days of the fish that the bite was not as good, and also, other individuals was out that day. And
same thing, right? I've heard about that, Billy. That happens a lot. That's called fishing, right, buddy?
Yes, it's fishing. It's not catching. That's what it is. That's fishing, and that's the fun of it. And then, of course, it's just a blessing to be able to be out on the Current River or Jack's Fork and experience that. Out 4 days last week on the river. I was on the river 2 days already this week. done it a million times and still enjoy it just like it's almost my first time.
Oh, yeah. The opportunity to be with you on the river, it's a great experience. It's always fun. Well, it's good company, too. I mean, I don't mind saying that. You're good company. But the river, you know the river and you know the area. And we just have, it's just a lot of fun. I know you're working today. You're working at a canoe rental. Why don't you tell us about that? I think you're on the Upper Current, aren't you?
Yes. I work on a Saturday morning. I'm helping. It's a family member that has cars and Kurt River Canoe Rental at Round Springs and Pool Tight. I help them on the morning shuttle of getting folks to the access points on the river.
Okay.
Great time. I love it. I used to do it. I grew up in the business. My folks had Wendy's Canoe Rental years ago. So I get to visit and meet people and tell them all about this, what we have. And, you know, I get fishing reports, too, from locals, some of the other drivers, workers for that. In fact, they just told me a couple of days ago about some guys catching some just a tremendous amount of trout that they caught in the area from Acres down to Pool Tight down to Round Springs. They were using live minnows that they had used to trap and catch on the river. And they caught in the numbers of like 40 trout. Also some very large trout. They caught some 21, 27 inches. One of them weighed 11 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Just awesome, awesome. Haven't been an avid trout fisherman, but now that I'm kind of back and more on this Upper Current area than the Lower Current,
you've always been a smallmouth guy, but yeah, I'm sure you can get into those trout. There's no question about that. You're a great fisherman.
Ooh, yes.
I got a question for you, Billy. I'm a guy out here, let's say, that doesn't know anything about the river or fishing, and I guess my question would be on those trout. They're catching all these numbers of trout and big trout. Are those always in those waters, or a lot of those fish from the flooding situation? Because I heard there was trout got washed down into the river.
Yes, that's what I understand, that they did lose some of their trout from the hatchery, but I don't know. It's also, I've seen or heard that they had somehow done a lot of recovery on that. But no, this is native trout that are in the river. Maybe those are from being released many years ago,
okay. And
they've just, you know, so it's a combination of both. So, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Give us that canoe rental information out again real quick. We might have some people want to go down and float that river.
Yeah, call Cars Canoe Rental. Their number is 573-858-3240. They'll help set you up on a trip with a canoe, kayak, rafts, help transport your own kayaks or canoes. They'll do a shuttle service, talk with them, and see if they'll take care of you. It's a great area. I often float Pool Tight to Round Springs. It's just one of my favorite floats. You've got Pool Tight Spring. When you come down the river, you need to stop and walk up and see the spring and see the old historic cabin that's there. It's the only one I've ever seen or heard of where people, when they built that, normally you put your siding, your logs horizontal and anything in structure. They done them vertical.
Okay.
So the logs that's in that great. Cabin are set, the walls is set in vertical. So walk up and see that. You've got a fire hydrant spring. It's just beautiful through that area.
Yeah. And now, where are they located? They're right off the highway there, north of Eminence?
Yeah, Highway 19, north of Eminence. There's a new Echo State Park, which also, while you're there, go see that. Go stay there. Sinking Creek, it's beautiful.
All right. And of course,
do that.
Of course, our folks, if they need a place to stay, they can run by and see our good friend Jim Anderson at Shady Lane's Motel and Cabins right there in Eminence.
Yes, yes, yes. Go see Jim. They are just a great, great place to accommodate and take care of you. Jim is a great individual, and he's got a great staff. Go and see them. Get down here and come and go to the river. Give me a call. Contact me. You can contact me at 573-225-3390. We'll help get you set up on a trip on the river, take you out for a boat ride, fishing trip, maybe even a day trip just to go out and enjoy the setup on the gravel bar. We done that yesterday with friends. We just took the boat, went to the river, and just sit on the gravel bar, you know, with, of course, a canopy because it is hot, and just visited, and kids swam and boat riding, and it's just an enjoyable time here.
Yep. All right. Yes. If you don't mind, we'll post that phone number and your email address on our website.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right. You bet, man.
Great report, as usual.
Yes, yes. And get down this way, folks. Enjoy this river.
I'm going to come and see you. I'm going to come and see you on that porch over at the house.
Oh, man, we wanted to have you there. That's where I've been every morning. Start the day out. If I'm not in a rush to get somewhere, I start out on the porch drinking
porch.
Coffee. Then I start my day's business.
In the Ozarks, screened-in porch, a little coffee as you get ready, loaded up to go to the river. Life doesn't get much better than that, Billy.
Oh, it's great, man. It is great.
All right. Well, thanks, Billy. Thanks for coming on the show with us and giving our folks that report. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Ray.
Got to run. Uh-huh. See you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was a great fishing report from the Ozarks from our great friend, Billy William River Rat Wildman Smith. Always enjoy getting him on the show with us. He's a lot of fun on the river, too. If you get an opportunity, you need to go down and do a float or a fishing trip or a gravel bar with Billy Smith. But we need to pay some bills. We're going to run over to the other side. So we'll see you all on the other side, baby.